Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So you're going to love this. Abby Lowell, who is Hunter Biden's attorney, is talking about the tax charges that are now being leveled at Hunter Biden. And, of course, his court date now, his arraignment date, is set for January the 11th. But get this, folks. Abby Lowell says that the alleged transgressions of Hunter Biden were a product of his drug addiction. Basically saying it was at the depths of his addiction, and that it's not behavior he's proud of, but it doesn't make him into a tax felon. It doesn't? And that's news to me, folks. I don't know, last time I checked, but that's what his lawyer's saying. Folks, welcome back to the program. It is hour number 3. We have so much to talk about on the program this morning. Don't even know where to start, but I will start with the phone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, and let's not waste any more time. Let's head over and get with Denise Simon here. Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Happy Tuesday. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning. And by the way, pay your fair share.
I love it. No, you're absolutely right about that. Can you imagine? I mean, that's an actual quote from Abby Lowell.
His rate is about $1,000 an hour. So who exactly is paying that bill? But let's go beyond Hunter, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Because he has a sister. And she's behind on her tax. She's got a lien of $5,000. And it's kind of an old one, but she hasn't paid her tax bill either.
Yeah, that's not cool. I mean, I'm surprised, they're not making a bigger deal out of that. But you are, and that's good because people need to hear about this kind of stuff.
And certainly,
I guess, because if you or I didn't do that, boy, what kind of trouble we'd be in, right?
Well, I mean, you can go a long time. You can owe the IRS money, and you can go a long time, getting that bill paid. I mean, you can go through a payment plan, and you can contest the amount, and you can amend returns and so forth and so on. But this one's been sitting there for a little while. What's her name, Ashley?
I believe so, yeah.
Whatever her name is. That's been sitting there a while not doing anything about it.
But it seems like Abby Lowell is basically saying, well, you see, but this is part and parcel of trying to rehabilitate Hunter and start this new narrative in the media. I'm sure he'll show up on The View, even though Jen Psaki just wants him to stop talking, evidently.
Well, the Biden family, if you look, the Biden family has been leeching off of all kinds of powerful, I shouldn't say powerful, but connected people that have money behind them. And they get loans from this, and they're begging people for that, and, they buy a house, and then they get hit by a hurricane, and they got to spend a bunch of money to fix it down here in Florida, and then it loses some of its value. They sell it at a loss. Then you got some cat out there in California that stepped up with, what, $4.9 million to get Hunter Biden out of trouble with his tax liabilities? Well, isn't that unearned income?
Right. There's a value there. Absolutely.
Yeah, and who is this cat? Why would he do that? Why would he give $4.9 million? What's he expecting in return? Or what did he get in return? So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this entire Biden crime family is RICO. It's racketeering, because they have stiffed law firms, they have stiffed lobbyists. they stepped up, and they screw one person, and then they go to somebody else and beg, and then they get some money, and then they end up screwing that person. So, this is the way they operate.
Well, one of the things that Chip Roy from Texas, I believe.
Texas.
He's been talking about how the DOJ has slow-walked all this stuff about the Bidens. So, because it begs the question, if they're out there doing this kind of stuff beyond impeachment, let's say, I mean, even setting that aside, the DOJ should be able to, to come up with some kind of charges thing through.
They let things go past the statute of limitations. That's why a lot of Hunter Biden's tax bill is negated, because it's past the statute of limitations. And by the way, Chip Roy, a great guy, he used to be Senator Ted Cruz's chief of staff, just so you know his resume.
Well, that seems to kind of fit, because Chip Roy also seems to be kind of a dog on a bone with things like this.
He has a podcast, and he takes up legal issues virtually every time he's on a podcast. So his podcast is fascinating.
Well, when you see him at these hearings, he doesn't seem to back down very easily.
He doesn't back down at all.
Exactly. And so he actually kind of feeds off of, what's supposed to be there to say, why are we even having this inquiry? Why are we even talking about this stuff? Joe Biden is a dedicated public servant for 50 years. And Chip Roy goes, well, let me start going down the list here. it's really something.
Well, he was a public servant, but he was serving the family. He wasn't serving the public.
Right. Yes, but there's even even to suggest that something might be going on. And he's a good dad and all this other stuff. And,
sure he is.
It just keeps going and going. They love saying all that stuff, because it's like they all sat around the table and they said, here's how we're going to project this,
Well, the one person that's really left out of this entire conversation is Jill Biden.
Good point. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Denise, stay right there. Everybody stay right there. It's 949-822-7959 if you like to have a question or a comment for Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to come right back after the break. Stay right there, everybody.
And I'll be happy Christmas once again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
You know, it is amazing
have
to me
holly, jolly Christmas.
That, and I think Denise mentioned this on the program yesterday, and we saw the story as well earlier, that there was the hacking done by Israeli hackers, the hacker group, and they hacked into the gas stations in Iran and caused quite a kerfuffle. So I don't know. I guess that's one way of doing it. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment. For our wonderful guest, Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, good morning. And the other interesting thing here is there.
Not a great band name. I don't know what is, but certainly, this notion of what they did. They actually tried to leave, for lack of a better term, space within all this, so that they didn't affect emergency responses in some way. So again, trying to prove their point, but showing restraint, and that's what we've seen Israel do in so many ways. In trying to get rid of Hamas and root them out.
Yeah, and then on top of all of this, we have Secretary of Defense Austin, who has created a coalition to deal with the Houthi attacks in the Red Sea,
right,
to protect the shipping lanes. And by the way, he's inviting dozens of other nations to address the Houthi attacks. So he wants more than what he has already. But here's a fascinating thing. The Houthis are still not on the terror list. Remember, it was the Biden administration took them off the terror list.
Right, right.
So they're not terrorists. But we're going to go, you know, we're building a coalition here to go protect the Red Sea. What? Protect against somebody that's not a terrorist?
No kidding. Well, if they act like a terrorist and they attack you like a terrorist, I guess they're a terrorist at that point.
Yeah, quacks.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly where I was going with that. And yeah, but you see, this is the thing. So now, if you have this coalition, you know, somebody's. I mean, at some point, somebody's got to take out these missiles, because now I think BP has joined in with all the fun of keeping their ships out.
Yeah, they're now. Right. Some of them are holding, and some of them have just moved. So they're going around the Cape. They're going the long way. So, yeah. In the meantime, I think we have moved the Carl Vinson, too, so it's in a new theater. So, yeah, interestingly enough, I've been looking at this. We have an agency called Geospatial, and Geospatial collects data, collects intelligence. And on one piece of their website, it says, we are an inflection point for our nation, and we are at a time of both evolution and revolution. We are witnessing the evolution of the strategic operating environment with the emergence of great power competition as the central challenge to our security and prosperity. Do you think that Biden even knows what the geospatial agency is? Okay. And there's quite the paper here, so I've clicked on it to read the what it has to say. I haven't read it yet. But then we have something else here, and it's called Global Hawk. Global Hawk is a very sophisticated unmanned aircraft, and it's been out there probably 10 or 15 years now, maybe more. And it supports military operations. It has done so in Iraq, Afghanistan, North Africa, and Asia Pacific. Now, it can fly 30 hours at very, very high altitudes. And what they do is they pass this critical information that it collects back to the military. And so I would say, hasn't Global Hawk figured out where these missiles are coming from in Yemen?
Right.
By the Houthis? We know precisely where they are.
Right.
We know precisely where they are.
Yeah, and it looks like if you have a handful of missiles, comparatively, you can disrupt global shipping to a great degree, right? Because nobody's really going to come do anything about it, you know, anytime soon. But what you just said, I mean, total guess, but is there a timetable you think that something would be done, or is this going to be just
more
talking?
We never do anything proactively. We do everything reactively. So we've decided that after, you know, 30%, 25% of the shipping goes through the Red Sea, and we've had all these attacks, maybe we'll go do something now. Whatever that is, we don't know. They're going to provide assistance and support. What does that look like?
Right. Good question. Tell you what, let's head over to the telephone line here before we hit to the break. We've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on with Denise Simon. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Kyle. This is Scott out of Southern Florida.
Oh, yes, Scott. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
So you brought back up something you were talking about last week about the Houthis using the drones to attack our naval ships and why we wouldn't retaliate against that, I don't know. But really, all they've done is they've disrupted shipping, but they've also pulled our fleet out of position into the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things may have been strategic in that it really those drones are nothing but target practice for the fleet, but they could be damaging to the other large vessels and shipping vessels that are going through that strait. So I can't imagine why the government has not retaliated against launch points. It's just ridiculous.
Good question. Hmm. Yeah, good observation. What do you think, Denise?
Well, I don't know what they're doing. We've got two carrier battle groups in the region, and I forget where the Carl Vinson's actually being dispatched to specifically. I would also argue not only do we have to deal with the Houthis, but, you know, I would say nobody's talking about are any of these waterways mined? Do we have, you know, some pretty nasty things floating in the water? And I haven't heard any of that.
Right.
So we have the technology, ladies and gentlemen. We know precisely what is going on and why we're moving things in a reactive mode as opposed to a proactive mode is absolutely beyond me. And I would argue, too, why now is Secretary Austin asking for coalition countries to join us? Mm-hmm. You know, where were they 2 months ago? We know this is not a new phenomenon of the Houthis and to the Suez and to the, Red Sea or the Good Hope shipping lanes. This is not a new phenomenon at all.
Indeed. Go ahead.
The Houthis are kind of like cannon fodder too. They're kind of outside the real realm of where the attacks are coming from, but or where they're being authorized from, and to continue to allow them to operate in that manner without retaliation is doing nothing but encouraging that.
Indeed. Precisely
well,
right.
Well, Scott in Southern Florida, we sure appreciate the call. We're heading out to the break, but hope to hear from you again real soon. Take care out there.
Okay, thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Denise.
Thank you, Scott. All right, Denise, stay right there because we're heading into the break. Folks, when we come back, we got more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And this music once again proves we're heading to Christmas time. Stay right there.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Elon Musk's social media platform X could face massive fines in Europe over claims the platform does little to police the spread of disinformation. On Monday, the European Union announced it would begin a first-ever investigation under the newly instituted Digital Service Act. EU investigators will also heavily scrutinize X's recently loosened restrictions on users' blue check verification markers. Israel is facing renewed pressure to reach another hostage deal.
The accidental killing of three Israeli hostages by IDF forces sparked a massive protest in Tel Aviv on Saturday. Late Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated he's open to more negotiations with Hamas. However, Hamas said there would be no talks until Israel stopped its assault in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
No, don't go to bed yet. Joe Biden can go off to bed. That's fine. But we're gonna keep going. We're gonna stay up. We're gonna keep walking the talk and walking the walk and all that good stuff. And folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to ask Denise a question or make a comment or be part of the program this morning. And we're glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And let's get right back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And folks, don't forget, head over to founderscode.com. Check out all the great articles and material that Denise has over there. Welcome back, Denise.
Will wouldn't know the difference if he was, you know, in the Oval Office or in bed. There's no difference.
Well, now you mentioned something earlier about Jill Biden, right? And sort of her role.
Where is she?
Yeah.
You know, where's the matriarch of this entire criminal crime, this crime family, you know? Mothers have an intuition. They're intuitive about children and their things, you know, dealing with their families. So, you know, if Hunter has a drug problem and he's doing rehab and he checks out of rehab and he's spending all this kind of money, you know, there should be an intervention. And they did an intervention a couple of times and he just didn't bother to stay. And then, he's going to say, Hunter, what are you doing? Well, I'm doing this and doing that. And this is going on. I got this going on. I'm complaining. I mean, we've seen how he complains in text messages and so forth to his family members. But he's also going to say, I can't afford to keep paying this family. This is, I got tax bills and so forth. Well, where's Jill?
No kidding.
You know, why isn't she saying, Hunter, get your butt over here. This is what we're going to do or else. And if you do that, then you know that Joe himself is involved. So it's kind of like, you know, the mother of the house kind of drives the action here. So where has she been?
Good question. Well, a lot of times she's trying to make sure Joe gets up and down the stairs. I mean, that's understandable and so forth. But Yeah, I think what you bring up is a really, really good point, because things have to kind of make sense, right? Especially when it comes, all families have some kind of issues and things like that, and they're private in so many ways. But in this case, it's been very, very public. But I think you're right. Where is Jill Biden in all this? Because
mom
doesn't add up.
We tend to worst case things. The situation happens, and moms tend to kind of play it out. And they worst case it, and then they prepare for that in order to make sure that the worst case never happens. You know, we tend to head things off at the pass.
Indeed.
And so, then we have to turn around and we say to the men, go deal with this, because if you don't, then this will happen. Or, I need you to make this phone call, or I need you to go fix that. So, it's like, We planning for a hurricane. It's really driven by the women, but we got the men out there doing the work. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I hear you. I definitely hear you on that, and I think you're 100% right on that. Speaking of heading people off at the pass, Governor Abbott in Texas just signed a bill to let police officers make arrests of illegal immigrants as they find them, evidently, and then start this process to return them to the country of origin. So this is pretty significant.
He doesn't have enough jail space for this. I understand the premise. I appreciate what he's doing here, but I guarantee you, we've been hearing an announcement today that the Department of Justice is going to challenge this thing in court.
That was my next question. I mean, do you think that there's a constitutional challenge that can be made here?
Sure. And the only thing that Governor Abbott needs to say is separate but equal. That's the only thing he needs to say. But he's going to rely on his attorney general, and he should. So this one's going to get interesting here real fast.
Well, indeed. I mean, it sort of pushed the envelope by putting the floating barriers, right, on the Rio Grande River. And then, of course, that was, I think, wasn't that found
that
to
be... That was challenged.
That was challenged, yeah. And I think they had to remove them at some point, right?
And then they put a hold on that, so I don't know where that one is now, but, they say it's not Texas's water, it's international water. It's ours for now.
Well, right. I mean, it's these kinds of technicalities that come up.
Even if these things don't hold... You know, even if the federal government wins over Texas, for instance, at least it goes to court, at least there's some decisions here. And at least they understand that, cost and evidence and damage and standing and consequence and all these things get brought out. And that's precisely what needs to happen here.
Right. I agree completely. Well, kind of a little bit of change of subject here. Instead of what's happening on Earth, it looks like I heard that China, they have their robotic space plane, which looks like kind of like a space shuttle kind of craft. It evidently deployed a bunch of mysterious, what they call wingmen, up in orbit, six of them.
Don't know what that is. I'm kind of waiting for some of the other people that I follow on social media to see if they can't kind of play this out for us. But in the meantime, remember that balloon that we had that kind of floated over the United States? Well, guess who else is has dealt with here recently, and then again here in the last day or so, with Chinese balloons?
Who's that?
Taiwan.
Taiwan. Okay. Interesting.
So it looks like all these rogue countries are absolutely, absolutely on the move. They've got a window of time between now and the general election.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all on the move here, ladies and gentlemen.
Very interesting. Well, we got just a little bit of time in this segment, but the line's just lighting up here. I think we got Neil and Henderson. Good morning, Neil, and do you have a question for Denise?
Yes. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hi.
It's kind of an open question. I love these discussions, intellectual conversations about the Constitution and the dynamics involved and supremacy clause of the federal government, you know. I was listening to Mark Levin, I think this afternoon. He's a constitutional scholar.
Yes, he is.
And he was discussing an impeachment trial for President Biden. He's saying the main issue, the main reason Biden should be impeached and removed is because he refuses to enforce
the law,
the laws as defined in the United States Constitution. You know, primarily immigration law. He has an obligation, President of the United States, to defend the United States, the people of the United States, and protect.
That's right.
Yes.
And, you know, control the border. And he's violated that obligation,
yes.
Violated his oath to the Constitution. It's clearly, it's like just, there's no subjective
no.
decision here. It's totally clear. You know, he and Mayorkas refuse
yes.
to enforce.
That's right.
The border.
That's right. And I just want to let you know, we got just about a minute or so here. So,
what do you think, Denise? The other thing, too, is that Mark Levin brought up is he's in defiance of the Supreme Court decision over the student loans. So those two are his platform, and I agree with him.
It's clearly not. There's no subjective
no.
judgment here. It's just clear. Purse strings. Are within the House of Representatives. It's bottom line. You know, the president has no control.
And he's in defiance of that, yes.
He refuses to acknowledge that or recognize it or, you know, abide by those guidelines. You know, those, you know, he's obligated to do that and he's not doing it as president of the United States.
Precisely.
Exactly. Exactly. Very cool. Well, Neil and Henderson, we appreciate the call very much and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Have a good evening.
You too. Take care. Neil and Henderson, everybody, listening in this morning. And Denise, thank you again, because I think we've had a great discussion. I appreciate what Neil says very, very much. And again, I appreciate you being here. And we're going to start heading out to break here. But we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning.
All right. Good deal. Thank you. Thanks, Neil.
Yeah. Take care, everybody. All right. Folks, we're coming right back. When we do, we're going to have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to talk some economic news and financial news, all kinds of great stuff. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number. If you have a question or comment for Chris Markowski and myself, when we come back, stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, folks, Kyle Warren back with you here. We're continuing through the Tuesday edition of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you might have a question or a comment for our next guest, of course, and that would be none other than the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Murkowski. And you can hear Chris right here on AM 860, The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings, 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sundays, again, right here on AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station. You can also check him out at watchdogonwallstreet.com. Welcome back, Chris. Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Well, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on, as always. One of the things I wanted to ask you about first this morning is that, you know, I'm seeing some things out there now talking about even as inflation could begin falling, or as it reduces in some way, shape, or form, we're not really going to see corporate America, or you know, the producers of products and so forth, start to lower their prices commensurately, you know, anytime soon. How long do you think it would take for them to do that, or do they feel like now some higher costs are just baked in to the system where people are just used to it at that point?
Well, no, I think, you know, that's why you have competition out there, because, you know, other companies are going to, you know, want to gather market share if they can lower their prices and still be profitable and compete against somebody else. They're going to do that. You know, the idea that these companies are getting together and colluding on, you know, the amount of, they're going to charge for corn chips or, you know, potato chips or whatever it may be is just, it's not accurate. So that's not going to happen. I mean, they'll lower their costs if they can, and you know, they're going to obviously look to, you know, try to beat out their competitors. This is what brings prices down.
Very interesting. Well, I think consumers will really appreciate that very much, in that sense that hopefully it's not fixed in so much at this point. But there was something else I saw today too, Chris, and I was really excited because I knew that I'd want to ask you about it on the program later, and that is the state of Tennessee is evidently suing BlackRock, and of course they're one of the largest financial asset managers out there, but they're suing them because they seem to be pursuing a lot of these ESG strategies, environmental social governance issues in their asset management or in their portfolios. And the stockholders, as I understand it, tend to think, well, wait a minute, you're kind of creating a difference here between making a profit for stockholders and then sort of, you know, kowtowing to some of these environmental issues and thoughts, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they most certainly were doing that to an extreme for a while. I don't know the levels that they're doing it anymore because they faced such a blowback from not only investors but states as well, managing state assets and pension funds. So I don't know what the degree is. Sometimes they say that they're doing this whole DEI investment gamut, but they you know, they find ways around it. A lot of these actual ESG, DEI type funds, they've been shutting down left, right, and all over the place because they can't gather assets. They just have underperformed. And again, I did a bit on this on the show as well, talking about how they're, quite frankly, how they're not sold properly to investors and how on the face it looks like it has all these, you know, big cap, large, high quality companies in it. But then you take a look at the, you know, like their top 10 holdings, but it only makes up, you know, 25-30% of the portfolio. And it's the rest of the portfolio that drags the performance down, which we've seen again and again and again.
Very interesting. And yeah, essentially, you know, there's this, you know, hopefully, as you said, hopefully this is kind of starting to come to an end, basically, but they may be suing for, you know, past, you know, problems that were created. But overall, you know, there's something to do with, you know, you only have these concepts in mind, and we're going to pursue these to the detriment of our shareholders and to the detriment of making a profit on their money. Yeah, I can see why people would be up in arms about something like that.
Well, it was also a little over a year ago where the Biden administration gave a, you know, get out of jail free card to all the companies and advisors out there that that traffic in these ridiculous funds, that if they underperform, that they can't be sued. So it's ridiculous, quite frankly.
No kidding. Talk about picking winners and losers. Well, you know, there's this thing happening out there where you have these BRICS countries now, and I keep hearing this, and I'm not so sure that this could ever really happen, but the de-dollarization, you know, is something that some of these BRICS-led countries are looking to do, maybe try to replace the dollar, I suppose, as a reserve currency, or just diminish it. But, I mean, is that something that would really happen anytime soon? I guess it's predicated on the idea that, say, Saudi Arabia could say, we're only going to start taking euros for oil. You know, is that really in the offing at some point?
Well, the euros, they're not even the BRICS countries. And the only, you know, global currency that we thought could actually compete, and that was, you know, when it first came out, was that it said, oh, my God, it's going to be more, you know, movement towards the euro. And it just never happened. It never transpired. The BRICS ideas, like China and Russia and, you know, South Africa and some of these smaller nations. I remember there was Argentina as well. Again, the currency is constantly going in the wrong direction. That they would be an alternative. How is that possible? I mean, China doesn't even have a free floating currency. You know, the government sets the valuation. No one is going to go ahead and price in BRICS currency because it's too volatile. And it's not left up to the market.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, push that idea, and it's like, it's just silly. It really is. It's not going to happen. And, you know, like I said, you know, the euro has taken up some in regards to trade, but it's nowhere close to the dollar.
Well, again, that's always good news because you hear sort of these doomsayers or these naysayers or people who try to kind of sensationalize something. Watch out. The dollar's going to get, you know, subverted at this, you know, and so do this or that, or they might want to try to sell you something, I suppose. But speaking of doom and gloom, there's this new term out there called doom spending, and evidently it has to do with Gen Z and millennials that say something like splurging feels better than stressing. They look at the state of affairs in the world, and they just go out and they kind of spend in order to, I guess it's a new version of retail therapy, I guess, but they call it doom spending. And so I guess even in the midst of some bad economic times we're having, maybe that's what's propping up some of the consumer spending.
Yeah, listen, you know, the people can invent a myriad of different ways to handle their money in an improper fashion and make excuses for themselves. I mean, I don't doom spending. And again, you know, we can take a look at things that are happening around the globe, and you know, it's always we say, oh, it's always the the worst of times. You know, it's not like the best of times, worst times, always the worst of times. But then you take a look and imagine what life was like, you know, here in this country during the Civil War, or, you know, during World War II, and, you know, all these other periods that were much more dire than we're facing right now. So, again, excuses to do stupid things with your money, I guess.
That's right. A one born every minute or something like that. And but generally speaking, though, you know, Americans, according to a new Monmouth poll, you know, they're not happy with what Joe Biden is doing. They're certainly not happy with the economic situation. Is apart from any direct thing that the administration can do, are they just going to maybe benefit from a cycle in this by the time we get to next November, and without particularly even doing anything, or do you think the Bidenomics is going to continue to sort of hold us down until that time?
I mean, how things are framed and how they're sold. You know, the Bidenomics didn't sell. If they, you know, we see interest rates like we should, you know, start to drop next year, it could provide a bit of a lift to the economy, which could help Joe Biden out. But like I said, it's a long, you know, it's a little under a year, but it's a long period of time, and a lot of things can happen. You know, we shall see.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Thanks again, my friend, and we will talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got to have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. We're going to head over to the top of the news right now, top of the hour news. We're going to come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.